So good morning to after all that. So I enjoyed very much the long, but the very long life puja. The very, very long life puja. So I thought to mention at the beginning, but anyway, so this is also for your long life puja. That without the dimension, the seven in practice, there's seven in practice that which creates enlightenment, seven very important parts of car that makes to functionable to carry the passenger to go to wherever they wish to be. So each one become antidote to its delusions, and then that each one has its own benefits. What you achieve for pattern of the practice, what benefit or goal you achieve. So here, requesting to have stabilized. So, it's antidote to to the having disturbed the Guru's holy mind. The negative karma, the very heavy negative karma, collected with the relationship with the virtuous friend. So those negative karmas, those negative karmas, particularly in the disturbed holy mind, those things that had happened this life or in the past lives as well. So they get purified. that's what antidote is, which need karma, that it become antidote. They are requesting long life or the stable to have stable life. So the say, gurus or the Buddhas in any monk aspect. So result of what you achieve from this is that immortal Vajra holy body of the Buddha you achieve. Then these engaging these nirkamas is causes of shortage life. These things, you see. Even one have a long life, even there's karma to have long life, but then suddenly there are the negative karmas they could have collected with the relationship with the sentient beings or with the holy objects, you see. Then suddenly you have life obstacle. So this normally what happens, and normally we're not aware. You know, you have life obstacle, not aware. Then nothing happened. You have life obstacle, but nothing happened. So then, you see, suddenly car accidents or some suddenly heart attack or something happens, some condition happens, and you see or spirit harm or things like that. Then that happens that you could live longer if you did the methods to purify and to purify the obstacles and purify the negative karma, or the various means to have long life, you know, to prolong the life. Reciting long life, the mantras or reading text or the long life tatsas, making the long life deities, tanga or tatsa or the liberating animals, or even not only animals but also helping people, people who are sick and people who need food and shelter, medicines, helping those people, serving people, taking care of people, old people, and very sick people, and those also for long life, cause of long life. So, so here, one specific one is a very powerful specific one is the requesting for to have stable life, you see, to the meditative field, and so to guru, so like that. So these nirkamas get purified. These have nirkamas because the guru is the most powerful object. So first there's the parents of more powerful than the others, you know. Then after that there's the sangha who are living in the ordination, so more powerful, you see. So, and then of course among the sangha there's also ayasangha. So that the arhatas like that, you see. Then there's of course number is arhatas, the one Bodhisattva, one new Bodhisattva, this is much most powerful one. So that's why in the Lamrim Chenmu, it is explained by Lama Tsongkhapa, also I think Buddha Chabatara, that arising anger for 1 second, it purifies, as it purifies what arising 1 second anger, destroys, not purifies, destroys the 1,000 eon. Yes, having met offering to the going to the blessed ones, so to the Buddhas, they haven't met charity to sentient beings and so forth. I said mention Bodhisattva that Kabatong to Sava, Chindan Desha Choroso. Hazan Kasaki. Tishama Tijit Kasaki. Kabatong to Sava, Chindan Desha Choroso. So the meaning is once the have met offering to Buddhas, you see, met charity to sentient beings, so forth, you see, for 1,000 years, and those merits get destroyed by one second, or anger rise for 1 second. So, so yeah, in the Lamrim Chenmu explained that rising anger, you see, non-Bodhisattva rising anger to a Bodhisattva, even for 1 second, it purifies 1,000 eons of merit, you see, merit and that you collected get destroyed. I don't know why purifies comes very strongly, but anger purifies. Anger purifies all these merits. Yeah, and what is anger? You see, destroys all those merits. So there's explained in the Lamrim Chenmu. You see, during section of karma, they explained. So, In the outline of the guru, in the outline of the guru devotion, you see, the eight outlined the shortcomings of having made a mistake, devoting to the virtuous friend. Having made a mistake with the relationship with the, virtual friend, you see, which is opposite to devoting the virtual friend, so thought and action, you see. So, by rising heresy or anger, see, things like that. So, there's mentioned that if one rises heresy, anger, 1 second towards the guru, then you see the, it destroys, you know, equal, how many eons one get angry, heresy towards the guru, that many eons of merits get destroyed. And that many eons of merits get destroyed and delay the realizations. You see, that many eons and experience suffering in the lower realm, in the hell realm, that many eons. So, but in this, but during the, near the end of the teachings on the karma, let me tell you, and Buddha Chabda, that rising anger 1 second to a bodhisattva, non-bodhisattva getting angry to a bodhisattva, you see, for 1 second, then it destroys 1,000 eons of merits. So according to that, then the rising hellish anger towards guru, there should be then much, much more than that. If the bodhisattva like this, if you get angry to non-bodhisattva, get angry to bodhisattva is like that, then should you get angry to the guru, then should be many hundred thousands of eons, you see, may get destroyed, and then delay the realization and experience the suffering in the hell realm. So so that's something to be analyzed. Those 2 points. However, so then bodhisattva get angry to bodhisattva for 1 second. So heavy, you know, the karmas were. So now here, number is bodhisattva and the one Buddha is more powerful. And then number is Buddha and one guru is more powerful. That you see, for example, in the guru, so Lama Chöpa Guru Yoga, we just finished reciting the prayer. The section talking about qualities of guru, before the guru entering the heart, is that talking about qualities of guru. There it says that you see, they making offering to the guru's pulse, even making offering to the guru's pulse. After talking, went through the kindness guru, talking about the qualities of guru. According to Elizabeth Path, Parameter and Path, you know, then there's a Tantra, the qualities of Guru Tantra. So then they mentioned kind of Guru, that is, then, you know, the Guru guide you, you see. Even though there has been numbers of Buddhisattvas and unable to guide you, but in this world, you see, numbers of Buddhisattvas happen, but you see, only the Guru who guided you, then else, then the next one is, so, even kinder than Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the founder of present Buddha Dharma, you see. So the Buddha's teaching is just about to set down, like sun set down, you see. And Buddha's teaching is just about to set down, you see, just about to finish, end this world. So then you see, so this time, you know, the Guru say guide you. So they talk about kindness Guru. After that, then talks about that, you see, offering even to the Guru's pulse means Guru's, disciple, same Guru's disciple, or even the Guru's horse or dogs, any animal that belongs to Guru, or Guru's neighbors, Guru's friends. So, that if the little guru is lay, then even the children or the husband or wife or even, so all those, the family, guru's family, all those. So, make an offering to them. So, you see, so it's a glass of water or even a fruit or candy or whatever, a piece of fruit or whatever, offering them by thinking guru, you know, in your heart, you see, you collect more merit than having made offering to numberless Buddhas, Dharma, Sangha. That means the numberless statues to the scriptures as well. So, the ten directions in number of statues, of scriptures, and 10 directions, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. More merit than having made offering to all those, more merit than having made offering to, numberless 10 directions, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and 10 directions, statues, of scriptures, so Buddha. So, even make offering to Guru's pulse, piece of meat to everybody. Basically, something to the guru's animal, you see, or a bunch of, small bundle of grass to a horse. So you collect far more greater merit than having made offering to numberless Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, numberless statues to the scriptures, you see, that which exists in all the universes. So therefore, that means no question, you see, when you're done by offering to the guru, then you collect more merit than having made offering to numberless Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, numberless statues to the scriptures, you see. So that explanation is contained there. So if you make an offering to Paul, so Guru, they like that. No. So therefore, why? So because the object is more powerful than numbers of Buddhas. The power is dependent on arising. Why the Guru is most powerful is dependent on arising. is not independent. That power is not independent, not truly existent. It is dependent. Why? Because at the minute when you have taken Dharma connection, even few syllables of mantra or transmission of the received to the reverse of teaching, you see. But with the recognition that one's a disciple, that's guru. So with the recognition, guru disciple, then if you received even to the verses or teachings or a few syllables, such as like mantra, you see, or transmission or like that. So then the other person, you see, due to these, another person becomes the most powerful one in one's own life. Then any of all those other powerful ones, starting from the parents of this life. So reason is this. So that is the guru advertising that I'm the most powerful one, advertising the disciple to receive offerings, to receive offering, the advertising, that I'm the most powerful. It's up to the guru's interest. No, like that. This is a nature of the phenomena. The fire can burn, water can, you see, wet or anyway. So each nature, you see, fire, water, earth, it's a nature dependent arising. So like that, these powers are similar. So due to including how this life parents are more powerful, it's like that. It's kinder than us people, you see, in this life, gave this body, which allows us to practice Dharma and to do many good things, to achieve all the happiness after enlightenment, to oneself and to cause all the happiness after enlightenment to others. And so, so many good things what can do with this human body. So what I'm saying that, so number of Buddhas, one guru is the most powerful, no matter whomever one make this connection, you see. So this so it's a depend, the power comes from the cause and conditions that depend on rising. So all of that. So therefore the karmas here, in the karma that becomes the heaviest logically, say like that. Then any obtaining advice and pleasing holy mind or any service, anything, that it becomes the most powerful good karma, most extensive merit. So like that. So therefore, yeah. Oh, how's that? So when we do the limb seven in practice, the limb is requesting long life. So it's step life. Then that every time it's become antidote for that, for this very powerful as negative karma, and do that, and then achieve the immortal Vajra holy body. We see the Buddha's holy body like that. And then it become very powerful cause for one's own long life, disciples long life. Anyone who has a Dharma connection with me, then it be for your own long life, naturally become like that, and great purification, those need karmas, sort of that, which causes untimely death, shortage of life. If you need karma, then those by purifying being long life. So what I was trying to tell before is that we have life obstacles, but sometimes you don't know, you're not aware, and then sometimes you get done something, some good thing, either help somebody, you see, with a sincere heart, with compassion, you see, you did some hardships, experience some hardships doing service to others, you see, with compassion, with a sincere heart, you see. So it becomes powerful virtue. It becomes very powerful purification just from your good heart, you see, doing heart service which is hard, you have hardships. So it purifies your negative karma, the heavy negative karma. So then you have long life. Or doing some obtaining guru's advice, doing some service, you see, the sangha or the guru. Sangha is a very powerful object. So doing service anyway. So you did something good, it's powerful to purify the karma. So then again you have long life. But you didn't notice what's happening. You're not aware, you see. There was an obstacle, but it's purified. You see, you have overcome a long life. So that, so the spirit, you see, who takes your life potential, you see. La, in Tibetan, La, life potential taken away. Then, if that's taken away, if you didn't do anything, you see, long life initiation, or long life ritual, or any purification, any things that, methods for long life, didn't do anything, then as time goes, then death happens. That becomes cause untimely death. Even though you have come too long, but death happens. So, for example, Lama Pasang, the Lama's disciple. Lama asked to, from South India, invited Kapan and then Lama Lundu to, now it's been abbot for a long time, so to the education for the monks, the Kapan monastery, then now that also more than 300, I think maybe more than 300 nuns, maybe getting closer or more than 300 nuns, I think. So, So anyway, education and discipline, you see, is taking me. Lama Pasang used to do external works, you know, building things and then, you know, looking after workers, all this shopping at the beginnings, you know. Afterwards, there were many monks. Then they all, you see, they say, many able to help. So, Lama Pasang, I'm just using an example, Lama Pasang. So he was, he told me that in the market, where we are working market, and he said, I'm at IDC, yeah, he said, I think there's some feeling, it's a premonition. So he was told by Lumbur Rinpoche is one Lama from Great Bodhisattva, Lama from Gaita Monastery, Gaita Changze. I was being abbot of this Second Dojo Changsa Monastery. So, Lama Rinpoche told Lama Pasang that he should need a long life retreat. But Lama Pasang didn't have time because I think I didn't give time, you know. Because nuns need a kitchen. Nuns need a kitchen, you see. So I gave him a job to build the kitchen. So I went to Solukhumbu. Then, when I was waiting at Lukla, Lama Pasang passed away, you know. There was a well at outside the temple, the nunnery, you see. Then he didn't know he was told many times, but somehow didn't pay much attention. I think when it's time to die, it's happening like this, you know. You don't believe, you don't listen. So there's a well, you see. I think it's normal, there's a lot of gas, you know, inside, you see. So many in Nepal, many Nepalese die because they go to get something, work in the well or to get water, you know, went inside. So then, many times because of gas there, then people drown in the water. So it happens, many times I heard. So anyway, so one Nepalese worker went to do something, fix something, and he fell in the water, get with the gas. Then another Nepalese man went, also drowned in the water. Then Lama Pasang, of course, he has a lot of compassion for workers. So, you know, if there's infection or anything, he take care of them. Then Lama Pasang went. So the nuns told her, don't go, you know. So he rushed. Nuns said, please tie with the ropes. He didn't listen to that, he just ran. And then he went down, then his body is very tall. But so, other Nepalese drowned in the water completely. But Lama Pasang drowned, but then his head is up in the water because his body is tall. Because of the gas, you know, he talks from down there, but because of the gas, you know, so he can't verbalize. You see, so then I think it's very bad. I think it's time to, you know, all the obstacles there. And then the muddy, there's a road is muddy because of rain. Then they call the, you know, people who pick up by machine, but it's stuck on the road, you know. So it took a lot of time. So then I think by the time, so one boy went down with ropes. After he went a few steps down, then he screamed, you know, started to suffocate, you see, with gas. So then he immediately pulled him out. He meant to go down to have Lama Pasang, you see. So then he had people to breathe in there. Then the nuns gave blessed things, you know, blessed pills, blessed things, burned things, you see. Then he got better. So then when I came down, there is a Lama Pasang's funeral, you see. The extensive medicine, but the puja, you know, where the down below swamp, the where there's place to burn water, you see. So what happened was we were doing a retreat together, Haikawa retreat, that his body doesn't have the brightness, you see. It's degenerate. You can see there's a degeneration in the color of the body. You see, kind of very dusted or brightness is gone. So I think that's a sign of the potential of life is taken away by spirit, you see. So look very not good, you see, the color, but kind of very degenerated, unusual, you see, some very down like that, you see. So anyway, I'm just using this as an example. So that happens in the life, you know, of course everything due to karma. So suddenly the cat jumps, you get frightened or something, some condition like this, then spirit, you see, that time, you see, find a kind of a way to take, by creating some situation that frightens person, then take away the potential of life like this. So there's long life initiation, there's a practice, you see, where you, meditation, where you hold the life that's taken away within you, and then you have long life, you see, and that. So, it's a source of great merit, and it's also your long life, which that is what I'm trying to say. I might have told in the past. So normally when we make offerings, it's good to visualize numberless times. And you see, each offering, this is general budget, is good to visualize numberless times, fill the whole sky, it's a numberless of yourself making offering like that. And then in business, you see, how much of profit you can make even while you're traveling, you know, if it's not the main business, but you're already traveling anywhere, I see, wherever you can make profit, you see, in the life, in business, you always mind focus on that and try to make profit, you see. You see, how many dollars, even $5 profit, you look for that. So what about, you see, 1,000, a million, no question. So therefore, same here, Dharma practice, you know, collect merit, you know, we should use the same idea of business in the Dharma practice, you see, to collect the most excellent merit. Whenever we practice, that which collects the most excellent merit, and that which makes the most powerful purification, we should look for that. This way, and then we able to achieve enlightenment, achieve realization quicker and easier, and achieve enlightenment quicker and easier. That's part of that channel is gone. Part of that TV channel is gone. So now, here I would like to talk about the organization. So, then, so was so the basically first by His Holiness kindness, the only one object refuge of us, all sentient beings, and source of originator of all the happiness of sentient beings, the excellence Dalai Lama Buddha, the generosity. So first is that. And the second, then, is the development of the organization, see. the preservation of the Mayana, what is that, tradition? Somewhere, I think in the international office. At the international office, there in the Portland, I was giving teaching on the 8 verses. I think Yangtze Rinpoche asked also, and the Long Life Puja. So I was doing the dedication. So I could not. Usually we say FMD. So I didn't think well. So I could not explain the whole thing. So I think probably young Sam said maybe got shocked. I couldn't remember the whole thing. They have long title. So anyway, so that's whatever the good thing happened, you know, as in the organization is able to do, able to offer, and the same thing is able to receive, you know, not the same thing. And the second, then, second that, Lama Ishii, whose name is difficult to express, that was kind of all the three time Buddha's suppers, so Lama's kindness, who's the founder of this organization. So, every Dharma practice so far we have done, every purification so far that we have done, every marriage we close, every understand Dharma so far we have, is first is the next Lama, then is the next Lama. So Lama's kindness. So that even we, even many of us haven't met Lama, haven't heard directly from Lama teachings, but there is the founder of this organization who started the center, example the Jain Institute here, so Lama started to see. every purification, everything that did karma, and the collecting merits and the plant seed of enlightenment and every understanding Dharma, they received from this, for example, from this organization, from the here Chinese Institute, then they also came from Lama, Lama's kindness, so that, as well as in other center in FMT, so, in order to make Dharma from there, you see. So, like that. So, so the organization have been, it came a very long way, like a child, you know, like a baby grew up. With a lot of life experiences, you see, grew up. With lots of difficulties, grew up. You see, with lots of difficulties, grew up. Now reach this much. from the table here, this much. Now there's so much to go. So came a long way, come a very long way, you know, like a road, came a very long way. So with the much hardships, you know, it is done with the started with the sincere heart for the young people, you know, who are students who came to Nepal, India, look for guru, look for spiritual life, whatever, you know. During those times of explosions of Buddha grass and LSD, all these times, you know. many all these things that breaks the concept, that breaks this fixed mind concept, materialistic mind, you see. Which breaks. So they, you see something new, able to see, give chance to see something new, so new life, and you know, the to learn more about the mind, you know, the more looking for, say, the external, more you look at more look the inside world, you see, mind, so you see, which is very extensible. You know, you can only understand outside phenomena if you understand the mind. You see, without understanding mind, you don't understand outside phenomena. No way to understand. So the, so start with the good heart. They found meaningful. The heart of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, Lamrim, I just say a few words, you know, even, I just few words of Lamrim. Not that I know Lamrim, but just few words of Lamrim. You know, in my case, anyway. Just in my case, you know, few words of Lamrim. They repeat over and over. Impermanence, like that. Lord, 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 Lord. Attachment, attachment, attachment. See? So a few words I know, then just repeat it often and over. So like that, just few things, karma, you know, and hell, you know. And then, so there's few things, these few words I know, you know. Not realization, but just a few words I know. You see, just repeat the same thing, repeat often and over, you see. To the people come to Nepal. So this is my case, you see. So I think that, but anyway, it did something for their mind, you know. But that few words are repeated often and over. So attachment and hell and then karma. So I think somehow it benefited, I think. So, you know, so these few words, So anyway, so it has started with a good heart, you know, because it benefited to you, it showed your life, you know, benefited to you, what's the real meaning of life, and what are you supposed to do, and what is the accomplishment, you see. To be free from suffering, what you should remove, what you should abandon, those things. So you want the students, they want to benefit back to their own people in their own country. You see, so then start center like that. So this is how the organization happened. You see, by the young people, those who broke the concepts. You see. Brought the concepts, physical idea concept, you see, the materialist idea concept, you see, materialist life, you see. Oh, see, that just one life and the materialist, you see, that very, stubborn or very, hard, you see, that broke by this, due to the karma, you see, due to the karma, see, maybe the Buddha, the action, holy action through this. Through these plants, you know, through these plants, and then broke their concepts, and then you see, then opened the mind for new life. I say, to see that the mind can exist without body, and you know, accept reincarnation, karma, and then liberation, enlightenment, all that thing. You see, to open hearts toward that. So anyway, so. With good heart, you know, so it continued with the organization. even though, you see, you know, didn't have experience, most of people didn't have experience of business, no idea of business experience, you see, any professionals, you see, the young people, the young, just for, maybe did not complete university or didn't have those. Maybe did university, but didn't have those experiences, those other field experiences, you see. So however, then with a good heart continued, you see, with so much difficulties, with so much patience, you know, tolerance, and so much hardships continued to benefit others. So that's how the organization grew and it's been developed up. Now, only very few centers have closed, then disappeared. Disappeared in emptiness. Dissolved in emptiness. Dissolved like the mandala deity. Dissolved in the clear light, you know. So there some very few centers dissolved in emptiness. So anyway, so not sure when they rise back. Anyway, so so like that. I think it's a very good. My point of view, I think it's very good. Because you do with a good, pure heart, and that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Whether you have success or not success, you see, but everything done with a pure heart, as much as possible, with compassion, you see, you try to help as much as possible. So, even though one has very little experience, you know, you see, but with good heart. So I think that's the most important thing, you know, with many limitations of facilities, you know, conditions people to, you know, to come to have place for, see, to listen teaching or to retreat or to do practice, so they, you know, So the limited facility, to spread Dharma. So, that can't do a broad way, you know, by what's it, professional or the professional in the sense more, you know, kind of business idea. Many, in a kind of broad way with a lot of wealth. It's sort of even that that happened, but it's like say, but in a kind of simple, but with a good heart. Everything to do with good heart, you know. So, so developed like this. So I think it's came a very long way, and they learned a lot during those many, many years. And so things are very good. sometimes the organizer looks very wealthy, lots of money, lots of, but with lots of money, with lots of wealth. But you see that. But you see, there's much risk. You know how did the money come? Then, if you look for, if you check, you see that. Then you see, then there's many harms given to other sentient beings. Meaning, karma is done. You see, to get the money. So it looks, everything going well, lots of money, and all this and that, you know. You see, appearing very good. But if you look, but you check how the method, how the money is earned, you see, then you see a lot of need karma there. So that's not good. That's not good because if you have to, doing a lot of need karma, if you get well, that's not good because that's not wise because then you have to experience all the sufferings because that's not dharma. That's not dharma. So, so therefore, you know, that kind of success we don't need that by creating need karma, you see. So, so that this is good, this is better, you know, with good heart, you do, see, everything you try to be pure and, you know, then you see gradually, you know, have success. So that's safe. That's a very safe way of developing, see, like that. So many of the organizations are looking very good, you see, the economically, you know. But you see, if you look for, if you really analyze, then you won't be surprised, you'll be shocked. You know, so that you see. this I'm just giving, I never mentioned that before, but I just, I mentioned last time here also, Longlapuja. So I see there's a lot of there has been a lot of development. You know, that is the dharma. Dharma externally also developed. You see, came a long way. Many centers now, you see, much better, so easier to function. You see, less developed, much easier to function. You see how to do things. You see, much more. More experience, you know, knowing how to do, you see. So anyway, the most important one is more compassion to sentient beings. More devotion, more compassion for sentient beings. And so I think that's a very important source, more devotion to the triple gems and more compassion towards others. And those two things are very, very important, very, very important. Very important for, very important, make this life very meaningful. Those two things, I think, to achieve enlightenment for sentient being, for your own development, as well as number of sentient beings to receive harm from you, to receive benefit and happiness. Number of sentient beings to receive peace and happiness, including enlightenment, you know, temporary happiness, including enlightenment from you. So I think it's very, these two things are development. These two things I see, generally speaking. So more you see. That's what there's I think it's you know, the best thing. Then, of course, then also able to serve many different ways to the world, to sentient beings, you see, to the organization, to the centers. So I think it's an excellent thing. So that really gives meaning to your life, you know, to each individual life. So many sentient beings' life, you see, obstacle, meaning you are on than many other people in the center. Many other people who come to the center gives meaning to their lives. So it's a wonderful, so it's a really wonderful thing. So I think because they have more capacity, more compassion, more knowledge, you know, more wider thinking, more taking responsibility. So this has been developed. So that's why we're able to do many things. I just do eat and go to the toilet and sleep. See, that's what the, this. But I think the people in the organization, so develop more compassion, more devotion, more knowledge, more experience to benefit others. So that's why I'm able to do all this, many ways to benefit even the prison, people in the prison. In the prison, there's so many people who have done many, many hundred thousand bhajasapa and taking 8 months precious, you know, many years, and then did many number of preliminary practices. There are many people in prison who happened like that, you see. unbelievable practices they did in prison like that. So, anyway, so it's a great thing. Able to benefit. So then also one big project is to help the young people, you know, university students. Living kind of peace for young. We're making more materials, or you know, trying to actualize. So, so the other thing that say, so there was something to really to rejoice. I think that great benefit to sentient beings in this world. Through this organization. So, you know, so as I normally mention that by coming to the center, you know. By coming to the center, you see, then come to know about karma, cause and effect. Then what is to be then come to know what is to be purified, is the cause of suffering, and the cause of happiness. See, the merits. Come to learn what is the real cause of happiness. And the things. And then, for example, by reciting Tathagata Buddha's name, you know, even one time, it has power. It has power to purify many eons of the karma, the different karma that we always engage. Not just many lifetime net karma get purified, but many eons of net karma get purified. Not just the dead net karma get purified, but all the net karma this life, then past life. Not just many lifetimes, but many hundred lifetimes, but many. Thousands of eons that karma get purified. Even that the type of this name, you see, even just once, the different karma. So sentient beings get unbelievable liberation benefit from the lower realm, from samsara and enlightenment. Even just from one practice, even just doing meditation, you see, and being close to enlightenment, plant seed of enlightenment, being closer to liberation from samsara. So, just maintaining that meaning, so this is unbelievable. Before you begin actual practice, so it's just unbelievable what the center can offer to sentient beings. So that, and then I'm just using. It's just one. you know, just knowing this, how incredible benefit to sentient beings. So no question about just about those various practices, you see. Then no question about the whole the lamrim, you see, teaching some lamrim. So deep benefit we offering to sentient beings from the center, from the organization, is a deep benefit to sentient beings. So in the world, like Africa, many places, you see, where there's a drought and no food like that. So many countries try to send the food, you see. And then the actual people, they get little because they're taken by the leaders and like that. You know, then, like this, you see. Then one time the water brought from another country by airplane. The minute when they landed there, the water became totally spoiled, as a dirty, filthy. Water become dirty, filthy. The minute when the airplane landed there, so the minute from their side, they didn't come out to receive clean water. You see, even though the country sent a lot of food, but the actual people suffering, they get little. So they, so means something. They means something missing from their side. So what do we mean? They need to create merit. They need to create merit with the clean water. That's missing. Clean karma cause to call the inner cause to receive the clean water. Food that's missing, see. To get a plant of food is missing. The inner cause, see. So how about give medicine, food, shelter, all this? It's very good, must do. Very good, must do. But you see, if you don't help them to change their mind, if you don't give education for them to change their mind, to remove the delusion karma, you see, they will, if they don't change their mind, they will do the same, engage the same need karma again and again. Then again, they will experience, they will be born simpler, they'll experience poverty and, you know, all this fighting, killing each other, all this, well, again, again, same. You see, next lives, even though born human being, do not have a good karma, they will experience the same problem, all this, all again, again. So you see, it's a good thing to do, but doesn't really remove the cause of suffering. So therefore now, what we are organization, the here Dharma Center, like this, Dharma organization, like where it offers extensive, the not only Lamrim but extensive teachings of Lamrim, the philosophy. See, so even just the Lamrim itself, you know, this is unbelievable benefit. So you see, it removes cause them to the transcendental path. You know, the transcendental path, to the stage of the. So even without the Mahayana teaching, just the gradual path, middle capability, talking about the form of to the city, then that helps us to remove the cause of suffering, and then you see the delusion karma, and you see root of the ignorance, and then you see to achieve liberation, they are able to learn, you see, and then able to. So they live imprint and able to achieve that in the future, you see. So the unbelievable benefit what we are able to offer sentient beings, depthless, like limitless skies, like skies benefit, you know, like that. So therefore must rejoice. Therefore must rejoice all the time. Rejoice as a, you see. Organizers of the center, organizers, all the staff, if they should remember this, if the extensive benefit, the deep benefit we offer to the sentient beings, we should remember this every day. So then you enjoy your life, and you can see your life so most meaningful there. Usually I say, working in the factory and working in the center, there's a big difference. Working in the factory, you see, you can get plenty of money there, but working in the factory, you see, it doesn't spread Dharma. It doesn't teach Dharma to others. It doesn't give that education to achieve how to get out of samsara and achieve enlightenment. It doesn't give that education. But here, even without talking about the extensive philosophical teachings, this is even just a lambda, you see, it offers. So therefore, you see, big differences. Now anybody who is doing service, you know, center, you can see that difference, big huge differences between sky and earth. So you see, makes so much difference to your life. You see, so then together, and here, of course, you cannot do, as I often say, you cannot do everything. Teaching Dharma, teaching Dharma, translating all the, you know, director, the secretary, you one person cannot do everything. See. So you need to help others. You need to help the resident teacher, translators, all the subs. You need help of them. So together, then you can benefit others in an extensive way. So like that. So there's huge differences. thinking of the benefits of what the sentient receive. You see. So now the next thing. So therefore, we must rejoice. Okay. Don't think only the problem of the center. If you think only the problem, don't think of all the benefits. Only think of the problem, then you see only problem. If you think only of the problem, then you see only problem. So if you don't think all your good qualities you have, you think only your problems. You see, there are some mistakes, some problem. If you think only that, then you see only total black. Then the black becomes very depressed. See, so same center. Only think of the problem. You don't think all the benefit that it. So. So now next thing, so here, some of the centers, with the Tibetan tradition, some of the, even the Tibetan tradition in some centers, you know, doesn't have much teaching, because difficult from those monasteries to produce qualified teacher, you see. Difficult for them. So even though there's many centers, but it's more like rituals, pujas, or some, you know, some simple meditation or something like that, you see, there's not much education happening, you see, really to even Lamrim, very difficult, you see. So even that type, even the essence of the path to enlightenment, you see, very difficult. So now here, Dhiru Krishna's condition, Lama's condition, so the, in the Epimus Center, there's some merit that to have many qualified teacher, to have many qualified teacher, you see, you're able to receive. So Dhiru Lama Tsongkhapa's kindness, Lama Tsongkhapa's kindness, then able to, in the Lama Tsongkhapa establish this monastery, Lama Tsongkhapa's disciples, establish them, which has incredible system of study, incredible system of studying the extensive Buddha Dharma. You see, incredible system of studying the extensive Dharma. Okay, the extensive commentary on Lamrim. See, so the because of Lama Tsongkhapa set up such a way, so able to produce many qualified teachers from this monastery. So we have some merit. The family we have some merit to produce qualified teachers. So many teachers. So that and. And so generally, whether there's a recent teacher, whether there's a lot of teachings in the organization, you see, the global centers, and then the same thing in the Pependi, so much teachings, you see, like that. some says, oh, maybe too much teaching, need more meditation. There's some others. Some of the others has a less, not so much teaching, but some meditation or something. Anyway, however, so here one great development in the organization is the learning this philosophy. You see, making the Lamrim understanding very deep, very deep, very vast by understanding the philosophical teachings.